My paper is called Arguing Causes Procrastination. In writing this paper, at least I'm completing it before the due date tomorrow. But I have caused my time to be down to the wire, and I do this with nearly every assignment I receive. Therefore, I am a living example of procrastination. Maybe many other students feel that they are the epitomes of this epidemic. While this is such a common topic to eventually pinpoint for discussion, while so many college students, people in general, are already dealing with this issue, and thus they know what it inhabits, I believe that finding the cause of such a detrimental progress is an important step to it in discovering methods to minimize its consistency. My goal in writing this essay is not to find solutions, but to dig to the roots of the problem so that others might reason and understand how to prevent it from going further. At some point in a 2-hour lecture, a class is assigned a paper that is due 2 Fridays from the date. Many students groan at the thought of having to write 5 to 6 pages worth of readable, interesting material. A select group of students take the assignment with a grain of salt, plan to work on the paper that very afternoon and have it done within a week. However, the students that the paper appears intimidating to are the ones who will be working on it the Thursday, or several hours even, before the paper is due that following Friday. They do not have to work on it before by this approach. They do not have to work on it by this approach. Their destiny of the amount of stress they will attain has not been decided for them. However, it seems as though they can already predict that this assignment is going to be a struggle for them to accomplish. Most of those students know that they will complete it, but their concerns involve how and when. Yet, from what these students have proven to themselves from other large assignments in the past, it seems like the better question to answer would be, why? Why do they set a last-minute standard for themselves? The paper is intimidating, and they feel that they need as much time as is possible, or eventually more than is necessary, to complete such a task. But they have practically 2 weeks to spend their precious time and effort on the assignment. With this in mind, one has to wonder why they do not attempt to work on it by bits and pieces. No. Bit by bit. No. These same students might claim that they will have to take a stab at the essay over the weekend, or if they know that they will have free time one afternoon, they promise to use their time wisely and achieve 1/4 or even half of the paper. But some part of them knows that this will not happen. Is it likely? Not by their will done. Not by their will alone. These students have to be honest with themselves. When they are sitting alone in their rooms and preparing the word processor that they plan to use for the assignment, they most likely also have the potential to use their web processor for better or for worse. Or their television with a game console connected to it will be accessible for countless hours of gaming. Perhaps they are waiting for a call and their cell phone is on, with the potential to dial any number, but their paper only has a little and only has a title and requires a couple thousand more words. What will these students do then? Of course, when the Thursday evening before the paper is due arrives, the students complain that they are not ready and need more time. I have been digging to find the root of the problem. Here is the part where that hollow, dirty knot in the ground has just been hit. Students enjoy bargaining, whether they know it or not. This assignment that these students have had 2 weeks to work on has created such a gap in their minds that they are attempting to make every excuse they can to work around it. Whether they are reassuring themselves that they have a long duration of time where they do not have to worry, promising themselves that they will work on the assignment a little bit, every afternoon, or patting themselves on the back for writing their names and titles, all they are really doing is not doing. They are only restating the obvious or making promises, but they do not follow through. Why is it that with this intense repetition of something so overplayed, these students cannot simply walk their talk? With something so intimidating and time-consuming, students want to do whatever they can to mitigate a situation as immediate It's possible. This means that with every hour and day that passes, the student wants to do what is easy and puts a difficult task another day forward. Insert personal example. Here is the route that has been uncovered and excavated. Human beings are creatures that seek comfort, enjoyment, and satisfaction. Whatever is the most convenient and expedient way to go about our daily lives is also the likeliest approach we will take to a long-term task. So, the students who groan when the paper is signed are probably the same individuals that will be making their lives easier and as time progresses more difficult. They will probably be talking on their cell phones, playing video games, surfing the internet, partying with a group of friends, or whatever else they happen to do in their spare time, when they also have the opportunity to work on their assignment. This is to say tours around the house, and jobs are not free time. Engagements, even if they have the ability to keep themselves from suffering a week or two later, they will most likely be able to choose the option that holds immediate pleasure for themselves, not to work on the paper. Personally, as much as I procrastinate, I enjoy those rare occasions where I will have successfully filled a task a week before it's due. I will attain, or something like it, excitement and an overwhelming feeling of accomplishment. This is more gratifying than any amount of satisfaction procrastination can offer me. It is because I will not have to dress and complain over an essay a week from then. Even if I am enjoying myself while procrastinating, there is a great cloud of anxiety and pressure that hangs over me until I have actually completed the assignment, such as an essay. Any student can most likely relate to these same feelings. I reiterate, jobs and chores around the house do not fall under the category of free time. Procrastination concerns what someone does with a task that is required of him or her when he or she has the open time to do it. That is why the cause of procrastination is humanity's proclivity to choose the easier option. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. All right.
Now, will the next student please come to the class with their paper?
Shut the fuck up.
What?